AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A gunman has shot several people at a mall in Houston, and police have shot him. They say he is dead. We don't know the conditions of any of the wounded yet. Alan Joaquim says at least two bullets hit his car.
Bam! The windshield. And I heard the gunshot. And I stopped. And then there was a second shot, and then I just floored it.
He talked to KRIV-TV in Houston. Assistant Fire Chief Richard Mann.
The shooter was engaged by PD and was neutralized.
And we are learning that six people in all were wounded, but again, no word on how seriously. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump meet tonight in the first of three presidential candidates' debates. Their campaign managers are feuding this morning over whether moderator Lester Holt should fact-check the candidates tonight. During the debate, Robbie Mook runs Clinton's campaign.
All that we're asking from Donald Trump is that he stick with the facts, that he give clear plans, and that he have a command of the issues. That's how we think that the candidates should be judged. That's how they've been judged in the past.
Kellyanne Conway is Trump's campaign manager.
He's not going to be robotic and scripted, which we know Hillary Clinton is, and that's a problem in debates like this because people want to see a future commander-in-chief and president of the United States who is nimble and resilient.
She and Robbie Mook were on the Today Show this morning. Tributes to golf great Arnold Palmer are coming in from all over the world. He died yesterday at a Pittsburgh hospital following heart problems. Arnold Palmer was 87 years old. Organizers of the British Open paid tribute to him today for his immeasurable contribution, they say, to golf. Some protesters say they will attend a Charlotte City Council meeting tonight and call for the resignation of the mayor and police chief after the shooting of a black man by a police officer last week. The Dow's down 141. This is AP Radio News. Several thousand residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, had to evacuate yesterday as floodwaters began to spill out of the rising Cedar River. Sydney Lane was among the evacuees.
We have pretty much all of our essential things. Pretty much all of our clothes are with us. So we have her bed. Our bed's still upstairs, but whatever.
She talked to KCRG-TV. Officials ask those living in about 5,000 homes near the river to evacuate. They say it could be days before those people are able to return to their homes. Time is running out for the owners of hundreds of dogs and cats to be reunited with their owners after the dogs were rescued and the cats were rescued during the August flooding in Louisiana. Only about 10% of the hundreds of pets have been reunited with their owners. The Humane Society has been housing them, but it says that pretty soon they'll have to be transitioned to no-kill groups. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.